the word. Let's welcome her.
Good morning, church. It's really great to be here. Great to be in Wellard, in our home. We live in Wellard. I love Wellard. And it's a real pleasure to be here and to just serve you in this way. You know, you have a really, really wonderful man of God in Pastor Barry and his beautiful wife, Campus Pastor Michelle. Great couple of incredible integrity who are wholly devoted to the Lord. So I just want you to really encourage them this morning. Give them an applause just to really encourage them in what they do for you. You're in very good hands in their leadership. So this morning I'm bringing you a message on building his house, on building his house. Isn't it great to have your own home?
So good.
And I know last week we had a miracle offering, and I just want to continue on the theme of building his house. We have been interviewing some people from both campuses, from C3 Fremantle and Wellard, and hearing their stories. And I know that each one of you have your own stories and many testimonies of God's goodness and what he has done in your life or what he's starting to do in your life. And so I want you to head your eyes to the screen as we hear from Taylor and her story.
There was a sense of community which I didn't really feel anywhere else. And since being here, our foreign countries have grown into and it's had great family and family at some point. So it's some people that I can lean on and I can get advice from and speak with about any issues that do come up, which is a major pleasure to come. For me, it wasn't just another step in the road. It was something that I had a desire to do, so I could, you know, grow my relationship with God and proceed through that. I felt that if I hadn't gone through and hadn't done that step, that I wouldn't get where I am now, so I wouldn't get caught in something like that. Everything's changed, literally, from my persona and my attitude towards myself and to others. That's a big part of the major thing that has changed my life. And I was aware of my friendships, which I would never have been able to prior to coming to church. For me, primarily, it's to retain more knowledge and not just little what the Bible says. It's the reason behind what it means now. So that's where I'm coming at now. Where would I like to see myself in the future? I would like to go into worship. That is actually for me now, and I'm going to speak now. And through the work that I do, eventually I'd like to transfer the struggle within the defense force.
God is such an incredible God, isn't he? And hearing Taylor's testimony, go chat to Taylor. She has more to share about how God has led her into going into chaplaincy later on. It's a wonderful testimony, and I want you to go and ask her about that, because the way that God speaks to us is just profound. How he speaks to us, speaks to other people who then minister to us and bring us into our calling. God is good. Taylor's story is one of many. We all have our story. And this is why we do our story, our future. This is why we have our building program. It's to see people like Taylor find community, find the genuine care and friendships and family to help her grow in her relationship with God and her relationship with others. To see people transform, to see people set free, to see people become passionate about our God, about his son, Jesus Christ. This is why we do our story, our future. This is why we're all about building his house and building his kingdom. But you know what? Who are we actually building this house upon? Who is our foundation? And how good is it that this house, C3 Wellard, builds its house on Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is our firm foundation. He is our foundation that we build this house upon. He is our unbreakable foundation, the foundation that this church is built upon. Jesus is the cornerstone of this church, of this building. He is the head of this church. He is our rock, our solid foundation that everything is built upon, that everything flows out, everything, all the programs, the youth, that the ministry, just everything is built on Jesus Christ as our foundation. So what is his house for? Why is his house so important? His house is a place where people can find Jesus, where they find their identity in him, where they come into a house that is filled with his presence, where they find life, where they find resurrection life, his power, where we worship our God, where we encourage one another, where we pray, where we hear the word of God. We build our lives and his church upon Jesus as our firm foundation, as our everlasting Saviour, Father God, who is unchanging, who loves us relentlessly, and where his house and heaven, the kingdom of God, is eternal. As we follow Jesus, we will do as he does. We will learn from his example of obeying Father God, of doing his will that pleases the Father. And we can trust that following Jesus will keep us secure, grounded, and more unwavered as we put our trust in him and build his house. Let's pray, church. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for this house where Jesus is our unbreakable foundation, where you are central to all that we do. Father God, let your word go forth into our ears, into our hearts, into our minds, into our spirit today, Lord, as we hear your word and obey your word. Father God, that we will bring glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go to scripture. Luke 6, verses 46 to 49 says, "So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house right on the ground without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against that house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins." I love how Jesus gives us analogies and metaphors and relates to building, and there's so many scriptures of how he communicates who he is and how solid he is when we know him. And in the scripture, he uses the analogy that when you follow Jesus and obey him, you will stand firm. There will be nothing that will shake you or waver you or just take you away from knowing that he has got your back. When we listen to Jesus and we follow him and obey his word, we are firmly grounded in his foundation. But he says that when you just hear me and when you listen to my word and hear my word, but you don't obey, it's like there's no foundation at all. And then when the storms of life come, you are rocky, you are wavering. And maybe standing firm on Jesus, listening, responding, reading his word, obeying him, is the only way that we can know what his firm foundation is like, that he is our rock as we listen and obey and follow God. We will always stand firm. We can always trust in him. And he promises that when you are building his kingdom above everything else and we are seeking the Lord, when we are putting the Lord first and obeying him, that he will give you everything you need. You see, God always assures us and promises that he is a good God, that he is a faithful God, that he is a God that loves. God is love. And so we see in Luke 12, verse 31, it says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need." These are not my words. These are the words of God. These are the words from his word. When Jesus is really Lord, first in your life, and we are building his kingdom, he will give you everything you need. Building his kingdom above everything else means we will put God first. We will sacrifice in faith to help build his church. We will share with others who Jesus is and the life he gives when we follow him. Richard and I spent 4 years in Canberra. We are originally from WA, and we spent 4 years in Canberra. We moved to Canberra when we had our first child, which was about 3 months old. And God provided work for Richard. We had no work, and he provided work on the day that I went into labour, and it was into going into state. And so we moved to Canberra, and we knew this was a season that the Lord was bringing us into of really establishing and consolidating us as a young family. So we moved to a place, no family around, no support system, but we found a great C3 local church in Canberra. And so since we moved there, we began serving and being involved and having church family around us. And, you know, right from the start, we were always giving, tithing, and it was a wonderful season where we saw God really just show us how good he was in his provision for us as a young family and just knitting us together and making us really, really close, solid family built on Jesus. And so fast forward 4 years, Richard and I knew that our season was up. It was time to return back here. And so he was looking for work in the area that he was in with the federal government. And who knows, Canberra's full of federal government positions, but WA, not so much. It's very, very minimal. But we know the Lord. We know that he provides, and he did. And so Richard was successful in receiving a position back here. It did mean that we had to, drop our income. I think it was about $20,000 less than what he was on in Canberra. But we know the Lord is good. We know he's faithful, and we followed where he was leading us back to Perth. So we come back. We're now 2.5 children, 7 months pregnant with child number 3, and returned back to Perth, and we found C3 Fremantle. We didn't actually know that C3 Fremantle was here until we came back. And so we found C3 Fremantle, and we were introduced to this building program, Our Story, Our Future, the 12-month building program. And from the start, we knew that we had to give into this. I asked Richard a couple of weeks ago, why do you give? And he said, well, we're supposed to, so we just do, right? God says to give, build his house, so we do. And this year he said, well, we need to fix up Fremantle, and Wellard needs its own home. So that's why we're giving this year. Isn't it great to have men who lead? It's great to have men who lead in their families. Richard's a great leader in our family. And, you know, it could be very easy for us to actually say, well, we've got one income, young family. Who knows how much children eat? It can be easy to say, well, I've just got to look after my own things. But God says, build my kingdom, build his house, build my church. God says, put me first. And as we do that, he will give you everything you need. We don't need to worry about those sorts of things. And so we have always had a heart to really do that, to really honour the Lord and put God first in our giving, in every area of our life, that we would worship Him this way, we would bring glory to Him this way. And so right from the start, 12 years we've been with C3 Fremantle Wellard, we have given into our story, our future, on a consistent basis, on a regular basis, just sowing into His kingdom, sowing into the lives that of people that come into His house, sowing into our children and their friends. Seek the kingdom of God and He will give you everything you need. He does require sacrifice. He does require all of you to follow Him. And we do so with such grateful hearts because we know that we are building into our eternal home, and we know that we are building into so many other people's eternity. It's not just about us. Build your life on a firm foundation by following Jesus, with Jesus central and first in all you do. And so we are passionate in loving His church, in building His church. Jesus was passionate for His Father's house. The passion that Jesus had for His Father's house was His undoing. The passion that He had for His house, for His church, was Jesus' undoing. This is the only time where we see Jesus getting incredibly angry in relation to His Father's house. Matthew 21:13 says, He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." And John 2:16, "Get these things out of here, stop turning my Father's house into a marketplace." You see, in this time when Jesus was in the temple, it was very corrupt. The priests and the Levites were stealing from the people who were in the congregations. They weren't following the Lord. They weren't honouring the Lord. It was corrupt. And Jesus was saying here, no, my house will be a house of prayer. My house will be based on Me as the firm foundation. My house is based on Christ as our Saviour. And He was furious. And I just had this image of Him just tearing through. We kind of think, oh, Jesus is, you know, supposed to be this holy, like, glorified God, but He's not. He was a man who came to die for you and I. And He spoke truth. He wasn't always nice. He spoke the truth. And when He's in the temple, He does not tolerate this type of sin. He does not tolerate a house that is a house of corruption. And so He's in that temple and He's so mad. He is so furious. My house is a house of prayer. He was passionate for His house. He was passionate for the church, that this place would be a place of worshipping Him, where His presence could dwell. You see, when Jesus is not first, how can His presence be? And when His church is built on Jesus as the foundation, wow, the presence of God. You experience it every Sunday. The presence of God dwells here. I was reading in 1 Chronicles when David built the temple recently, and once they had built the temple, the presence of God was so powerful that the people in the church were on their faces worshipping the Lord. His presence is just incredible. Jesus first. So Jesus is passionate about His house, His Father's house, and being a house of prayer where His word is heard and taught, where we worship Him, where we worship Father God, where we see reconciliation, salvation, healing, restoration, all these things as His presence dwells, as Christ dwells in His church. We need to have this same passion for His church. We need to capture. We need to really just, you know, take hold of the passion that Jesus had for his church. We need to catch on to this. We need to be the same minded as him and really, really have Christ as our center. And when we have Christ as our center, that we would just be flowing with the passion that Jesus had for his church as well. And what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, you know, we're just going to be sharing Jesus with other people. We're going to be encouraging one another. We're going to be serving him. We're going to be loving him because we want to give him all the glory. We just want to worship him. We just want to worship him. So get his passion. Get the passion that Jesus has for his church. As you build his house, he will build your house. As you build his house, he will build your house. You are building his kingdom. You are building the kingdom of heaven. And we can be encouraged again by what he says in John 14, verses 1 to 3. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me, because there is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. God has prepared a place for you in heaven, and he has prepared places for people who aren't even in his house yet here in C3 Wellard. We can trust in God that as you build his house, you are also building your home in heaven. He has a place for you. Psalm 23 verse 6 says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. As we build his house, we can completely 100% trust in God and know that we are building our house and many other people's houses in heaven. A church home is a reflection of his kingdom in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want to finish this morning. We're having a shorter service today, but I want to finish this morning of Christ's presence dwelling in his church, of his presence residing in his church. Jesus is our foundation on which his church is built. Jesus is passionate about his church and his church being a place where he, as the head, can dwell, where we, with Christ in us, being our rock whom we follow, means that his presence resides in his church too. Ephesians 2 verses 19 to 22 says, so now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together, we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling where God lives by his Spirit. You see, Jesus, the cornerstone of his church. The cornerstone was the first stone that was laid before any other stone could be laid. Jesus is our cornerstone. Are the living stones that are laid and built around the cornerstone, and we're carefully joined together. Each one of you has a purpose and a plan and a call in C3 Wellard to build his house, to build the kingdom of God. You are living stones that have been carefully placed here, joined together this structure that is built upon each person in this church means that the kingdom of God can be advanced. The kingdom of God can be expanded. We can see more and more people find Christ and find life in Jesus. Where his presence dwells. Where God would just bring miracle after miracle after miracle in his house. As we gather corporately and see and taste God. Because Jesus is here, because his presence dwells amongst us, because he is delighted and he wants to bring healing and restoration and reconciliation in his name, his presence dwells. We are his church. We need to put Jesus first in all we do and build his house and build his church on earth as it is in heaven, to not leave it in ruins or disarray, but to make it a church that will stay for good, where the mortgage will be paid down, where we'll just knock it off. You know, I've been praying last night, we're just going to knock this mortgage off. It's easy. It's so easy. So easy that we can get this down. You know, as Richard and I had been giving for the last 12 years into C3 Fremantle and now Wellard as well, consistently on a regular basis into this building fund, above our tithes and offerings, God has been faithful. About 9 years ago, Richard and I had a shared dream of having a larger property, of just having a place where all of us could fit, the six of us, and we were blessed with a significant amount of money that reduced our own mortgage, that we could actually purchase land here in Wellard and build our home. As you build his house, he will build your house. Whatever that dream is, it may not be a property, it may be something else. It may be to see relationships restored. It may be to see your family come into his house. Whatever it is, whatever dream you have, whatever desires that you have that God has given you, it will come to pass as we faithfully, sacrificially put our Lord first, put God first, put Jesus Christ first, because he gave everything for you and I. He laid down his life for you, that you would know him and have an abundant life, a blessed life through his word. We have such a good God. You can never outgive the Lord. I can tell you countless stories. He gave us a 7-seater car before we'd even had our fourth child. He knew what we needed before we even knew that we needed it. He's given us money when we needed it in ways that I could never have known to ask for or pray like that. He knows what you need. So you can trust the Lord that as you put him first, as you give your life, your all to him, he will be your rock. He will never fail you, never fail you. So why are we doing this? Why do we sacrificially and consistently give to the Lord? Because Jesus is firstly our rock, our foundation. Because Jesus is passionate about his church. And because as we do this, his presence dwells. It's for the tailors of this place that we are building this house. It's for the people in the Kwinana community that need Jesus, is why we're building his house. Can you imagine a life without this church? It would be scattered, it would be dismembered, it would be in disarray, disunity. But the church that is built on Jesus as our cornerstone will flourish, and the kingdom of God will be built. The kingdom of God will expand. His house is a house of prayer, of worship, of community, of acceptance, of loving people. Christ loves his church. He died for his church. He dwells here, and we are building his church together. C3 World, let's build together. Let's really partner in together. Let's all be that living stone in this building with Jesus as our cornerstone, building his church. Building his church. We're going to just allow people to respond to the Our Story, Our Future building program. You've got a card in your seats. Just allow God to speak to you about this, with how you can put him first in this area and what you can bring. You know, my daughter, she's 13, she doesn't work, she had some birthday money and we were going shopping and I said, well, do you have any money left? And she said, no, Mum, I gave it all to church. I just gave it all away. You know how much we can learn from people, from children who have such a childlike faith, who know that they can trust. They can trust in God. They can trust him. You can trust him as you give. As you sow into his house, God is faithful. And he will give you everything that you need. Father God, I thank you. Lord, we thank you that you are first in this house. Father God, we thank you for the faithfulness of those people who have been part of our story, our future over the last 12 months, Father God, who have made it possible to see this place, Lord, to see this place called home, Father God. Father, to see C3 Wellard go forth, Father God. And Lord, we thank you that there are many obstacles that were overcome to get here. But God, you are faithful. You are a good God. And you are for your house and you are for your people. And Father God, we just praise you today. Lord God, that as we put you first, we are just going to see another miracle happen. Father God, in faith, we declare that this building would be called our own. This building would be called yours. This building would be completely owned by you. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we all put you first, let your name be glorified. Let your kingdom come, Father God. Let many, many people in the Kwinana community find Jesus. That your house will be filled with your children, your people who worship you, who praise you, who delight in you. Our God, our Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As you prayerfully consider, the ushers will come and you can just pop that card in the cup, the bucket. We are so grateful for this place. We just love being here. Such a beautiful house, isn't it? Beautiful house. Beautiful house. We have an amazing God. Tonight we get to celebrate all his goodness. We get to really just have a party and celebrate what he's done. Such a short space of time. C3 Wellard's a baby. It's what, 3 years now, I think. 3 years old. It's a baby with its own facility. A beautiful facility. God is faithful. You are faithful, and we're so grateful for you being in this church.
Well, yeah, thank you, Pastor Emma. That's pretty much.